down. Success has been pretty good the last couple of weeks. What do you attribute that to?
I think we've had a good plan going in this past couple of weeks. We were better in Kansas City, and then I thought we were pretty good, 59% or whatever against Houston. And it was a good plan. It was good. Guys understanding, why the play's being called. You kind of talked about that. And who's supposed to get the ball, what we have to do versus different stuff, and kind of just detailing everything up, I think, a little bit more. And guys have been good. I think it's showed, because we've worked on it pretty hard in practice.
Was there, a philosophical shift from Olsen to Hackett?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's a lot of similar stuff. We've added some more detail and some different things on some concepts. But for the most part, it's similar stuff.
A-Rob got going last week, first 100-yard game of the season. Have you noticed anything different in him those last couple of weeks since he had those drops?
No, he's continued to work. I remember saying, after that game where he had a couple drops or whatever, he's continued to have somebody throw him a ball in every single play, whether I throw it to him or not. So Brandon or Chad or whoever will stand back there and give him a ball. So he's a guy that's dedicated. He works his tail off, and it matters a lot to him.
He's from there. Will you see any sort of different guy this week?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's like that. He's going to play his game and do whatever he can, to help us be successful regardless of where we play.
Not to drag up bad stuff, but the throw to TJ off his foot type of thing. When you look back at that, do you go, how in the hell does that happen?
Yeah, wild. I don't know what you say about it. It's kind of one of those freak plays where you can't really say or do anything about it. It happens, and next time I guess try not to throw so close to his feet. Maybe a little further away.
Is it hard to maintain a positive attitude when stuff like that happens in games?
I think that stuff's unfortunate. I wouldn't say that necessarily is, a reason to get down. I think, our defense does a good job of, when we've turned the ball over, of kind of making stops and either holding them to field goals or getting us the ball back. So I have all the confidence in the world in them. But you never want to turn the ball over. That's something we're continuing to work on.
When the third down percentage is up and other things are working, the penalties are down, is it hard to find the fixable moments for you guys?
I think it all boils down to turnovers. That's what we've talked about. We've seen, these past 2 weeks, we've gotten better in the areas we kind of wanted to, and it's all come down to the turnovers and winning the turnover battle. So that's kind of where our focus is on now. Obviously, I thought there's a lot of good things that we've done the past 2 weeks that have been overshadowed by not winning the game. So I think it's important to not miss that stuff and to recognize that. But ultimately, we all know that's our goal, and in order to do that, we got to cut down the turnovers.
How tough of a play was that for A-Rob to make and for you on the rollout, the touchdown right on the side?
Yeah, he did an unbelievable job of boxing the guy out and kind of creating position and making it, really an easy throw to kind of throw it to the whole corner of the end zone, knowing that he had that guy behind him and then made a good catch, kind of just big-bodied him.
How hard is it when you always have to drive length of the field offensively? I mean, I think since Yannick's interception, I don't think you began a drive in opponent territory
yeah.
since then.
It's nothing that we think about. Anytime the defense creates something or gives us an opportunity to take over on their side of the field, that's a plus. That's an exciting, kind of change of events. And, we definitely look to capitalize on that. But we go out with the same mentality every time we get the ball, whether it's, on our one or on their one. Our goal is to go out and go down the field and score.
What did the Lions present challenge-wise?
I think, obviously, the two big guys outside up front, are good rushers, and they do a good job of they play wide nines and get upfield. And then they do a lot of stuff on third down. They got some different packages, and they stand 94 up and walk him around. So it's kind of the same stuff. Every week you go into it, and it's, here's who they are, here's who they want to be, and then here's kind of their unique looks. So it's figuring that stuff out and trying to, figure out ways to best handle it.
You like playing in a dome?
Yeah, I think it's, you don't have to worry about wind or weather or anything, so it's always nice. It's good AC. So it's cool. Nice grass.
Into the game, not thinking turnovers, or how do you approach it?
Yeah.
It's tough on that front because you got to be aggressive.
Right. I think it's something that as a quarterback you're always aware of and kind of conscious of. You never want to turn the ball over, but I think, for me it's definitely a – let's not have any stupid turnovers, but it's still, go through your reads and make the throws and take chances. We're going to call plays to take shots downfield, and when they're called, I'm going to throw it, and give our guys an opportunity to go make a play. But it's definitely, a big, thing we talk about in taking care of the ball and, being the quarterback and handling it every play is, a lot on the quarterback.
Did you say cutting out the stupid ones?
Yeah, I would say, the pick six was, a stupid throw. It's not the one off of TJ's foot, that stuff happens. You can't really control stuff like that. But, when you have a play and you go through and the first progression is covered, you got to get off of it and go to the second rather than throw it to the other team.
Do you feel like you guys hit one of those deep ones that just missed the last couple of weeks? It'll kind of open things up a little
Yeah,
bit?
I think so, definitely. Yeah, I think it'll come. There's not a doubt in my mind. You know, we work at it every day in practice, and there's not a doubt that we'll start hitting the ones that we've barely missed, that, you know, those will start hitting and becoming routine, and we'll make those plays and get back to, you know, being the explosive offense we know we can be.